take control of the airwaves here. Toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features on the site completely free. So enjoy those on us, freetalklive.com. You get to control the content of the site. So unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for access to their sites, we give it away. Plus, you get to tell us what's important. So whatever is in the news, maybe something fun, a YouTube video, blog post, news item, whatever it is you want to submit to the site, you submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com. It then appears in the upcoming stories page, where it must receive a certain number of votes in order to be promoted to the front page of the site. And if it's on the front page, it means more people see it, including the host of the show, and more likely to talk about it. So go to freetalklive.com to get interactive. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
I'm Johnny Ray.
And my Mark.
All right. So once again, 855-450-FREE allows you to bring up anything that you want. Now, some news from the, I guess, the D.C. scene is Ron Paul tonight on Jay Leno. Apparently, some kind of big announcement will be made. And Ron Paul's been on the Jay Leno show a couple of times thus far, at least that I know of, during his presidential campaign. And they've been very good.
This campaign, and then he was on once, the last one in 2008.
At least
also.
Once in 08, yeah.
I think this showing can only mean one thing. There's only one thing I can think of, and that is a declaration of a third party running by Ron Paul.
How could that be? The third parties have locked down their presidential candidates at this point, and he didn't do it in 2008. So what would make you think that, Johnny Ray?
Because I can't think of anything else that it would be that he would want to go on Jay Leno and have a giant audience for.
Well, I think that that's what we're supposed to want to think. I think more likely it's going to be something like the Campaign for Liberty is kicking off its big audit the Fed push or something like that.
Which I think there's something going on about that, because I got a phone call, which was from the Campaign for Liberty today. It was like a weird call. It was actually a real live person who was making the call. But then they played a message from Ron Paul.
Yes.
So it wasn't really a robocall, and that there was actually a human being on the other end.
It's a person asking if you'd like to listen to a robocall.
Right.
Is that what it was? Somebody called you up, you said hello, and he was like, stand by.
Well, no, he said, I'm so-and-so from the Campaign for Liberty, and have a message from Ron Paul. Would you like to listen or something like that? So I listened to some of it, and he was pitching something the Campaign for Liberty was doing. It was probably what you're talking about there. So I don't know. I feel like you make a good point, Johnny Ray, in that he's going to have a huge audience, so it better be a big announcement. And it's not like they're going to – it seems unlikely that he would get on there to say something about what the Campaign for Liberty is doing, but maybe he would.
I don't know.
Doesn't he have to vet the message with Jay Leno? Would Jay Leno want his guest coming on and
talking about the Campaign for Liberty?
Yeah.
I can't imagine he would. This doesn't seem like a big announcement. Doesn't seem like something you'd want to say for that audience. It seems unlikely he's going to be running as a presidential candidate for any other third party because, again, they've all had their conventions.
Yeah, tell me more about that.
I don't know. I don't know anything about the other third parties. I only pay any attention to the Libertarian Party, and I barely pay attention to them. But that's just because I used to be involved in it. But the Libertarian Party had their convention. They selected Gary Johnson.
If he created his own political party for this run, and that's certainly been done in U.S. history, how would you get on the ballot in all those states? I mean, you just couldn't do it.
It's impossible. It's too late.
Michigan's shut down, as I heard the other night.
I mean, we're only 2 months away from the election here.
Yeah,
it's impossible to get on the ballot at any point, in any state, in any factor.
I mean, you can't even get on the ballot as a write-in candidate in a lot of states at this point. I mean, you can't even write in Ron Paul's name and have it counted. They'll just throw it away in many states.
Well, I guess then it's probably not that.
I don't know. I mean, I would love it to be that, Johnny Ray. I want so badly for it to be that.
I would register to vote. I would vote for that. I would get back
in. So you're a non-voter.
I'm a non-voter.
I see. Okay, I
want Ron Paul to pull away the veil, reveal himself as Jesus, and say, "You all forsook me."
So it could be. So here's how he could do it, right? He could run for. He could be like the vice presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party. Jim Gray, or was it Jim Gray? Or
I think it's, yeah, Jim, I think Gray. It's Jim Gray.
Jim Gray.
Judge
James
Gray. How's that?
Yeah, James Gray, who's a judge from California, kind of a anti-drug war judge guy. And I don't know how principled he is, but he's the current vice presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party. There's no reason why he couldn't say, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and cede my my position on the ticket to Ron Paul. They could make some sort of an agreement like that, even if all the ballots have been printed at this point for the various different states, which that's probably not the case. But even if they had been printed, Ron Paul could still run on that ticket, and then the word would just have to get out that, you know, if you wanted to vote for Ron Paul, you'd have to vote for the Libertarian candidates. What may be happening, and maybe somebody that knows a little bit more here, and in fact, just the guy I was hoping would call in on this is on the line. Daryl is going to be joining us from fpp.cc, and he is he's really on the ball when it comes to this ballot access stuff. Like, he knows the rules.
Scott Horton of anti-war radio, former anti-war radio fame, he suggested a fusion ticket of Dennis Kucinich and Ron Paul, and I thought that was an interesting, exciting thing that might get it would get.
Who would that, under what party would that?
I don't know.
Go,
I wouldn't claim to know, but it would be interesting.
I doubt that libertarians would want to, have Dennis Kucinich on their ballot. Seems very unlikely they would go for that.
Agreed.
But it's an interesting pitch. Daryl's with us. Daryl Perry, I presume, calling from our very own Keene, New Hampshire, listening to Liberty 94.3. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, wanted to talk about the ballot access and how many states. If someone declared that they're running right now, there is a very slim potential that someone could get on the ballot in six states.
So that's okay.
And those ballot access deadlines are September 6th and 7th.
Wow.
And it would require 46,647 valid signatures. With the vast majority of those, 31,111, being required in Arizona.
I'd say that it's just about no chance.
Well, what do you think?
It's near impossible.
What do you think, Daryl, about the idea of him sort of subsuming a currently existing candidate's position? Say the Libertarian Party VP candidate was willing to step away and let Ron Paul in that slot. Would that be something he could do? Would it be too late to get the name on the ballot?
It would probably be too late in the vast majority of states. And a lot of the states where petitioning has already concluded, there is no substitution. Meaning that whoever was petitioned for, that person is the person on the ballot.
Mm. And just because it's not...
That's how George Phillies wound up on the ballot in New Hampshire in 2008, is because New Hampshire does not allow substitution, and he was the stand-in petition candidate.
Got it. Now, just because he can't be the president or the vice president because these are in, that doesn't mean that he couldn't have a powerful position. If, for instance, he said, I'm with Gary Johnson, and Gary Johnson has said that I will be the Secretary of the Treasury, mm-hmm. which would be an incredibly powerful position to have Ron Paul in, or that he'll name me the chairman of the Federal Reserve, or one of these situations, then you could very well get the Ron Paul campaign, and I'm going to have Tom Wood as my Secretary of Defense. I mean, if they put
that,
this...
That's much more plausible than, I'm running for president and I can possibly get on the ballot in five states.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think? I mean, obviously we're just completely throwing speculation out into the wind here. What do you think Ron Paul's big announcement is going to be tonight? I don't know what just happened to your cell phone, but it totally died out on us. But thank you for the call, Daryl. Appreciate hearing from you. I'm gonna say he's
pretty
gonna
obvious.
Do,
the Bilderbergers just got him.
I'm gonna say he's gonna do what he did in 2008. His big announcement is going to be that he's endorsing somebody for president. He's probably, maybe more likely to endorse the Constitution Party candidate than he would be Gary Johnson. But I don't know.
Really?
I don't know. Maybe he would go for Gary Johnson this time around. I only say that based on the fact that last time he endorsed the Constitution Party guy.
The last time it was Bob Barr.
For the Libertarians. So we'll see. I guess we'll let you know. 855-453. You're
shocked.
Welcome to predict or bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi.
Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does SelectQuote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price? $21 a month.
Call 1-800-916-9762 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-916-9762. 1-800-916-9762. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 4th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,694.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,736.65, $868.33 for a half ounce, or $434.16 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,736.65, $868.33, and $434.16.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches. All in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. You can go there and enjoy stuff like our live streams, where we've got broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show. They run around the clock, so at any time you may tune in and listen to the latest episode of Free Talk Live available to you at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, you can always access them via your mobile phone by going to m.freetalklive.com. But also at listen.freetalklive.com, you'll learn about the other methods to which you can listen to the program, including our over 110 great radio stations across the country that air us on AM and FM throughout the week, the satellite listening choices, including XM Satellite Radio, where you can also hear us every single day. We've also got our KU-band satellite option for you, which is free to air. There's the webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. So plenty of ways to get Free Talk Live in your ears. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more. That's listen.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by LegalZoom.
You can it's LegalZoom.com. You can join more than a million people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. Whether you want to register a trademark or get a living will or a living trust or a trust or a living will, whatever it is that you want to get, whatever common legal document that you need, LegalZoom.com makes it fast and easy for you. I made a will over there, and if you've got a family, you need to do the same thing because you're leaving them in the hands of the state, and it could take years to probate out your will, and the government's just, they'll take their own sweet time. LegalZoom.com, they help you protect your family. Use coupon code FTL at LegalZoom.com to save $10 on your order. It's LegalZoom.com, coupon code FTL.
So I asked the question on the Facebook and Twitter about what is Ron Paul going to announce on The Tonight Show this evening? Because there's supposedly a big announcement coming this evening from Ron Paul when he appears with Jay Leno. And, of course, he's been on Jay Leno before a couple times. It's a big appearance for Ron Paul. The crowd goes crazy when he comes in there. I don't know if y'all saw it last time, but I think it was the last time. Anyway, it was one of the last two times. Joe Rogan was the second guest.
Yeah.
Jay Leno, of course, he opens up with his monologue, and that's a segment. And then, next segment brings in his first guest. And Ron Paul was on for three whole segments. And then Joe Rogan came on to be on the final segment of the show. And Joe Rogan walks out with a Ron Paul t-shirt on, nice. A sweater on, and he actually had, Ron Paul on the sleeves and everything. He was totally Ron Paul'd out.
I only know Joe Rogan from the television show News Radio, but I consider him a genius for that. Everybody on that show was great.
I don't know much about his comedy, but I've seen a little bit of him online, and I like what he has to say about psychedelic drugs and things like that. So he's an interesting character. And so there he was sitting on stage with Ron Paul, and of course that was a big deal for him. And so it was really cool just to have that whole show basically dedicated to Ron Paul. And of course, Ron's still sitting out there because they always have the original guest sit out for the second guest.
Yeah.
There was some interaction between them. So Jay Leno's always been very friendly towards Ron Paul. The questions have been good questions, I think challenging questions, but ultimately you can tell that he's got a lot of respect for him in the way that the interview's conducted. So it's great that he's having him on after the fact. I mean, he's not even a political candidate at this point anymore.
Yeah, the only people that don't have respect for Ron Paul are political creatures.
Yeah.
Because they're shocked, they're appalled by the very idea that somebody would propose giving power back to the people.
So what is the big announcement going to be? According to our Facebook commenters, let's see, some people say they're not really expecting anything blockbuster. That's according to Josh. Dalton says, I think it'd be awesome if he did something like a very polite I told you so about working in politics. Daryl says, I'd like to see Ron Paul. This is Daryl who had lost his phone connection, so what his answer was. So he'd like to see Ron Paul say he's an anarchist or is moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project.
I considered that too, yeah.
That would be huge, but I highly, highly doubt that's likely. I mean,
anarchists are people that throw Molotov cocktails and wear black.
Yeah, I don't much care for that term myself. I doubt Ron Paul would embrace it either.
He has used the term during the campaign. He said that there are anarchists that support him, and I'm sure that's a true statement.
I believe that's true as well, but I don't think Ron Paul would call himself an anarchist. He certainly has said that he likes voluntarism, if I'm recalling.
Yeah.
Maybe he said voluntarism, but either way, he likes that. So that would be cool. But it certainly seems kind of pie in the sky to think that Ron Paul.
If he moved to New Hampshire, he could run for any office he wanted and have it. He could have the governorship. Not that the governorship is worth anything in New Hampshire. It's the weakest governorship in the
nation. I don't know. I mean, the governor has managed to veto a variety of great legislation.
Yeah, it's so the power of the governor is to veto some great legislation.
And appoint judges.
and appoint some judges. It's just not a, it's the weakest.
Okay.
Of okay, look, man, there's 49 other governors that got more power than the one in New Hampshire. Ian
seems pretty powerful from where I'm sitting.
Yeah, it's a, you know, it's the most powerful position of any elected official in the state, no doubt.
But you're right about what you're saying about Ron Paul would be able to easily win here in New Hampshire. I mean, he'd be a shoo-in.
Yep.
But it seems pretty fanciful to believe that he's going to move to New Hampshire. What is he, nearly 80 years old at this point?
He's 79? He'd certainly, he's less than that, but he'd be 80 by the time he was done in 4 years.
Well, he's a pretty old guy, and he's in great shape for being an old guy, so I imagine he could handle it. He could probably hack being up in the cold and all that up here.
Yeah, plus he's committed to the ideas of liberty. And New Hampshire is the most credible, the Free State Project is the most credible fight for liberty that I know of in the whole world.
And he has endorsed moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. You know, he certainly supports the Free State Project. He's spoken at the Free State Project's Liberty Forum, I believe, back in 2007 or 8, back then, during his original campaign or his previous campaign. So he certainly is a supporter, but one of the reasons why some people don't join the Free State Project right away is because of their family. And Ron Paul's got a big, big family.
Yep.
And I don't know how many of them are down in Texas, but I imagine a fair amount of them are, you know, relatively close by.
Uh-huh.
And so that's probably one of the big reasons why Ron Paul, I would say, is not going to be moving to New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
He's old. He's settled in. He's been living in Texas for a long time. As awesome as it would be, I doubt that that's going to be what happens.
It seems most likely that he's going to endorse Gary Johnson to me, or that he's going to take one of our tweeters or whatever said that maybe he'll go for the shoe-in thing like I suggested earlier, claiming a cabinet post in the Johnson White House, and that would very likely get a lot of his supporters very excited, and they would work just as hard to get the Libertarian elected.
John T. Kennedy says, I agree with Ian, it'll be an endorsement, but he will endorse Gary Johnson. He's already said Johnson is doing a wonderful job, or something to that effect. Jason says, I would say it's not going to be as big as most everyone is making it out to be. Maybe he is announcing his endorsement of my presidential run in 2016.
Was that Vermin Supreme?
No, but that would be awesome if
Ron Paul came out in support of Vermin Supreme.
Endorse Vermin Supreme.
I don't even know what to say. I would be amused thoroughly if that happened. I sincerely hope Ron Paul does not take his the will of his constituents so lightly.
Well, I don't know. I would have voted for Vermin Supreme if in the primary had I not voted for Ron Paul in the Democratic primary.
I hear you.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind here tonight. And still to come, we've got news, all kinds of stuff on the way, including some international news. It's Free Talk Live.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, or as we like to call it, Preptember. So cash in on Preptember savings at BePrepared.com. Starting today, save 21% on freeze-dried mozzarella cheese. Save 25% on 5 of Mountain House's most popular freeze-dried meals. Save 30% and learn how to make bread from scratch with the Wheat Cooking Starter Kit. Save 36% on the new LRP Entree Combo. And save a whopping 46% when you buy 10 or more packages of MRE Peanut Butter. All at BePrepared.com. Plus, new for Preptember, freeze-dried yogurt bites in 5 delicious flavors. Pampers. And Provident Pantry non-fat dry milk is specially priced this month. As always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group specials during the Preptember sale starting today. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring us anything you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
I'm the wise janitor.
And Mark.
It's Johnny Ray.
It's Johnny Ray, our janitor here, who actually is not our janitor of the studios, but maybe someday.
Let's put him to work.
Maybe someday. 855-450-FREE. Currently, that task is my responsibility. And Derek J. So
you don't do it very graciously. You're always complaining about the things you have to clean up.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah. To me, you are.
Well, anyway, we're here talking to you about whatever you want at 855-450-FREE. You can also join us over at freetalklive.com. We've got news updates. Get signed up for our emailed updates at news.freetalklive.com. And you can follow us via email. We've got Twitter as well as Facebook. And Twitter and Facebook are the best way to kind of keep up to date during the show. So, like, the emails, you're only going to get the most important news about the show. Twitter and Facebook, you'll get stuff that's not the most important and the most important stuff as well. You'll get questions during the program. You'll get observations. You'll get, sometimes we'll post some show prep there. So go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up. That's news.freetalklive.com. The last thing that I had asked on Facebook was, what is Ron Paul going to announce on The Tonight Show this evening that everybody is all in a buzz about? And Sam Ludlam says he's going to reveal that his balls are, in fact, brass and huge. So I guess we'll find out in due time.
I got a dollar says he doesn't do that.
Yeah, I think it's probably easier to figure out what it will be that he's not going to do. And I don't think he's going to announce a move to New Hampshire. And Mark, you brought up a good reason during the break as to why that is.
Well, he's got to have his term. I mean, they have to be in the state a certain amount of time to run.
Right. Like, he could totally move to New Hampshire just because. But in order to run for political office here, he would have had to have lived here for a certain period of time. And, for state rep, it's 2 years. For Senate, it's 7. And I don't know what governor is.
Has given and given and given to the Liberty Movement. Yeah. And the last thing I would ask of that guy is that he pick up and move to the state of New Hampshire to give that much more to the ideas of liberty. I mean, you know, what I want for him is I want him to spend time with his grandchildren and to enjoy the last few years of his life.
But the best place to raise kids, one of the best places, is New Hampshire.
Yeah, I think they're all in their 20s.
Yeah, but his grandchildren are all in their 20s?
I believe so.
Well, they're going to have kids soon. They're going to have great, great grandchildren.
Yeah, whatever. Okay.
Isn't it true, though? I mean,
he's
isn't
lives
New
in the
Hampshire
same place.
One?
He likes his place, man.
Isn't New Hampshire one of the best places to raise
New
children?
New Hampshire is number one on just about every, you know, in the top five and just about every list of best things about a state out
right.
there.
So the whole, you know, my family is here somewhere else excuse is really, you know, hey, if you want to raise a family, where better to do it than New Hampshire?
Yeah, so that's not valid for him.
I don't think it's very likely because he's established where he is, and it's just, you know, not very likely. But I would love to see that happen. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Seth listening in Fayetteville. Seth, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark.
What's going on?
We're doing a talk radio show. What's on your mind today?
Seth, you're in Fayetteville, North Carolina?
Arkansas.
Of course.
And... No, I've seen your post where you are talking about what will happen on the Leno show tonight, and I really don't think it'll be that big a deal. I know Leno likes Paul, but I was thinking if he was to give an endorsement on Leno's show, Leno would be real hard on him. I would think he would be because it seems like he would fit into the establishment line of jumping on the Romney train.
But what if he doesn't give an endorsement to Romney? That'd be bigger news, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. That, you know, I know Paul wouldn't do that. You know, I'm saying that Leno would give Paul a hard time if he endorsed anyone other than.
Yeah. Yeah, I was the guy who said he must be announcing a bid for the presidency, and I'm a little embarrassed about that because I kind of got schooled on that idea.
It would be nice. I mean, these are all things that would be wonderful. Ron Paul moving to New Hampshire, announcing his own presidential candidacy, creating a new political party or whatever, but they're all very unlikely, it seems.
I don't get a chance to watch The Tonight Show very often. Has Leno expressed support for Romney at this point?
Not that I know of.
I can't imagine he would do that.
What if he's upset? I mean, well, Leno's basically an out Republican.
Is he?
Yeah. So, you know, I wouldn't be terribly surprised if he did support Romney in one way or another. But, you know, maybe he's upset in the same way so many Americans are at this point. You know, Clint Eastwood basically said that he was a Ron Paul supporter previously, I believe, and then came out in support of Romney at the convention because, people got to get in line.
Libertarian Clint Eastwood?
Well, I think he probably is a libertarian. Just because he's supporting a particular candidate doesn't make it mean he's not a libertarian.
I think you're not a libertarian.
I think you can think you're a libertarian, but you can't be one and endorse Mitt Romney.
Yeah, I agree with you, Johnny.
You guys are ready to pull his card. I'm not quite ready to pull his card. But
I
want to fight him over it. I want to fist fight Clint Eastwood.
I have a question to ask. And tell me, like, you know, philosophically and being realistic in this election with everything that's happening, am I wrong for saying that, you know, just looking at it, knowing that Romney or Obama's going to win, that I would rather Romney win because to see the anti-war left get rowdy and vocal again, and to see the right or the conservatives hold Romney's feet to the fire on regulatory and tax issues. Don't you think the American people would be more vocal if Romney was president and not feel as hopeless?
I think on the former, you're right that if it were Romney, you'd see the anti-war left come back around into action. But I don't think you'd see the conservatives hold his feet to the fire on anything. They'd carry water for him.
Very bad at that. Yeah. I don't think there's anything wrong with any particular person one votes for. You know, it's always a lesser of two evils situation, or three or four or five evils, whatever the situation might be. It's a lesser of evils, and people make their decisions for whom they vote for a variety of reasons. The fact is that your vote mostly doesn't count anyway. You're probably not going to be that one vote that's going to put Romney over the top in Arkansas, and you don't get the vote.
I would never. I couldn't consciously do it. From a perspective of looking at the whole thing, you know.
I see.
Yeah.
You're just going to wish.
Yeah, there's not a dime's worth of difference between Mitt Romney and Barack Obama.
No, I agree with that, but I think that Seth's onto something in that what people will do in response to whoever is elected is different.
Yeah.
And I agree that it would be nice to have anti-war people back out and doing anti-war things, but you know, then again, they don't really have principles clearly, so all the it's just you can't count on them to be consistently anti-war. They're only anti-war because they're anti-whatever president is a Republican. It's a shame. Yeah, Seth, anything else you want to share?
Well, you know, what I do is being from the South and knowing family members and everything, very conservative, very Republican-oriented, I try to point out to them in the most polite way possible that they're voting, they're going to vote for a socialist. So when you go to the polls and you go to vote for Romney for whatever reason it is, just know you're voting for the man that wrote Obamacare. Know that you're voting for Obama, that there's no difference. You know, you may think, but just try to get it into your mind so that these people are, you know, that it is the same. And I try to express, and I don't, golly, you know, having listened to Stefan Molyneux for the past 2 years, trying to explain the initiation of force to people is so hard, you know.
But Seth, I hear you, man. That's why I moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, so we could get together with other like-minded folks and make things happen. I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Again, you can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about the reason why the three of us are together in the studio tonight. It's because of the Free State Project bringing us together and bringing over 1,000 people now here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Over 12,500, last time I checked, were signed up to make the move. And more are going to come, especially as the Ron Paul people start to get burned out on the whole idea of politics and looking at the national elections as the abject failure that they always are. They'll ask themselves what to do now, and hopefully people will be around them to tell them about the Free State Project, as we are telling you at freestateproject.org. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line here. Coleman for Liberty says on Twitter that why do people think there's an announcement? He says it's a rumor. There may not even be an announcement tonight, according to him. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves.
Are you a male suffering from erectile dysfunction? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your sex life. Because Bravado is sending risk-free trials of their once-daily sex-enhancing capsules to all men who qualify. So if you're a man and are trying to boost your confidence in the bedroom and give your partner the ultimate sexual experience, you can be among the first to try Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-948-1362. Bravado is one of the safest ways to treat erectile dysfunction because each capsule contains natural ingredients that safely increase your libido. You don't need a prescription to try once daily Bravado. Just be among the first to call and claim your trial absolutely risk-free. But due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one risk-free trial per household. Again, if you are a male suffering from erectile dysfunction, it is crucial that you write down this number for your risk-free 30-day trial of Bravado. 1-800-948-1362. That's 1-800-948-1362.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
every day. Nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. You can take control of these airwaves. That is the point of the program. It's what we do every single night of the week. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. And that's where you'll find a variety of different online sources for various products. But the major one is Amazon. You can click into Amazon for the UK, for Canada, for the US. You click into the right Amazon for you, and then just get your shopping done. And Free Talk Live will get a cut of the purchase price. So start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. It's the same Amazon experience you're used to. You just are entering through our portal, and so therefore Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. So once again, go to shop.freetalklive.com. So I said we had some international news, and it's pretty disturbing. It's actually about an elections, some elections that are going on down in South America, specifically in Brazil. What is it, Johnny Ray, that is occurring down there? Because it's pretty scary.
Brazil, 22 murders connected to local elections. Associated Press, Rio de Janeiro, there have been 22 murders connected to upcoming municipal campaigns for mayor or city council in Brazil during the past 60 days.
There's some towns you can't even get people to vote in the United States. They're killing people over municipal elections in Brazil.
Yeah. Leading 410 towns to ask for help from elite federal police, according to a report from O Globo newspaper on Monday.
How many towns asked for the help?
410 towns asked for help.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Yeah. The numbers leading up to the October elections are worrisome, but not unusual, said Gilson Konzati.
Ah, it's the usual election season killings.
The president of a national group representing city council members, Konzati says local elections can threaten entrenched power structures that respond violently.
No, so are the entrenched power structures politicians, or are they something else?
I think they're power structures, and they're part political and part bootleggers and criminals.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, the politician may just be the front man for those organizations.
Yeah, sounds right.
Local elections mess with local power structures, and soon you have neighbor fighting with neighbor, shootings, aggression of all sorts, he said. Often the politicians themselves are unprepared to resolve differences at the ballot box, Kanzati said. If they really prized democracy and the respect for rights, they'd fight in the way they should fight, with ideas, projects, attitudes, he said. But unfortunately, elections in Brazil are not always like this.
Projects, other people's money. They should fight with who can give away the most stuff.
Well, the thing that, you know, obviously it's horrible that people are being murdered, but I think that what's interesting about this is that it really shows politics for what it is, right? I mean, they want you to only talk about ideas and all the, you know, all those things he's pointing out, programs, etc., because they want to shield people from the violence that is inherent in the system. They don't want the average person to realize that this government, you know, that we, as we know it today, this monopoly on violence, is at its core force being used on, for the most part, peaceful people. And the fact that there's murder happening in tandem with these elections really just goes to show how powerful these people are and how important these positions of power are to them, and that, yeah, there's violence that's inherent, absolutely, in what's going on.
That's what stood out in the story to me, that what you just said. No government anywhere, no government as such in the world is founded in the consent of the governed, and the only way that they can tax and regulate and do what they do is by threatening them with bodily harm or kidnapping.
Yet they'll claim, right, at least in the Western governments, they'll claim they're founded by consent.
Right. I mean, it is ludicrous. I mean, if I don't consent, what does that mean? Do I consent because I voted? Mm. Because there are lots of people that don't vote. Probably half the people don't vote in presidential elections, and much, much more than that on a state and local level. So are those people then not consenting to be governed, and therefore the government doesn't affect them? Because I'm reasonable. I know I've missed me some elections, and they went ahead and collected taxes for me anyway. So at what point did my consent start? Because I was born here in the United States. No one ever asked me if I consented. Is it staying here? Because I do know for certain if I go to another country that I am explicitly consenting. You sign a piece of paper that says, I will follow all the laws that are presented to you here in the country of where the F ever. And, you know, like, you actually sign a piece of paper that says that.
Yeah, but even that is somewhat coerced, because
of course it is.
You have to be in some plot of land in the world, and so therefore you have to sign that statement in order to enter that plot of land, even though you haven't actually read all those laws.
But at the very least, they can claim that you agree.
I see.
Here in the United States, I have never said that I was going to follow all their laws.
I don't know many people who have.
I don't know how anybody could. There's more laws than you could read in four lifetimes.
Right. Not even the police can know what they are.
They don't know what they are either.
Right. So what else is there? Anything else relevant to tell about this story, Johnny Ray?
No, there is not.
So you've got people that are getting bumped off
murdered
in Brazil, yeah, and it's horrifying.
Murdered for the mayoral office or city council, insanity.
But it just shows the power of these offices.
Right, and difference is in degrees, though. I mean, people can look at that and they'll say, well, it sure is great that we live here in the U.S. where that stuff doesn't happen. But things that are intimidating do happen to political candidates. So, as an example, Julia, who's frequently on the show on Mondays, ran for a city council here in Keene, New Hampshire, several years ago. It was one of the first things she did as an activist here. And she was threatened with felony charges because she had said that she was not going to keep the paycheck. If she were elected, she would not keep the paycheck. She would instead take the money that came in and donate it, or rather, you know, gift it, essentially, to some random voter, not necessarily somebody that voted for her, but just somebody who, you know, confirmed they had voted in the last election. You can get that information from the clerk of courts or whatever, or the clerk of the city clerk. And so she would have randomly picked a voter off of that list and given that money to that voter for that one paycheck, and then like the next paycheck would go to a different random voter, that sort of thing. She was charged, or not charged, but she was threatened with being charged with
bribery,
a felony for essentially running a gambling operation or something like
right.
that.
Right, and it was crazy. I mean, you know, as that politician, you could go in saying, I'm going to try very hard to create a community center where I'm going to dump millions of taxpaying dollars, other people's money, into
right.
a project to benefit you, the person who might vote for me. But you can't say, I'm going to give my paycheck back to whomever. It's just,
right.
It's nuts.
Not even somebody who voted for her, so that way it wouldn't be like buying a vote. It would just be, hey, if you voted, period, even if you voted for my competitor.
How would you know who voted for you?
well, you wouldn't, right? But the point being that it would be open to anybody who voted. And they threatened her and they scared her. And there was also other intimidation tactics. Obviously, it went into the newspaper. It was front page news. She had people coming in to the place in which she worked,
yeah,
which is
officials.
A public business. One of the local government guys who also hosts a television program came to try to talk to her and maybe get her on his show or something like that. But he approached her, you know, while she was on the job trying to serve the public, and she was really just made very uncomfortable by that that whole process. And so basically once they threatened her with that felony charge, pretty much she ended her campaign at that point.
Yeah, like, who wants to be in a situation where they can just threaten you with felonies? But this is what they'll do.
I mean, she ended up being on the ballot and getting something like 22 or 23% of the vote. But
oh, I don't recall that. That's wonderful.
Yeah, she was not too pleased with the experience. And that's, you know, just for city council. There have been other people who have had their businesses threatened, you know, people who are established business people who decide to get the gumption up to run for a political office, whether it be a state office or whatever. They'll have their business targeted by you know, liquor enforcement or by whatever, you know, yep, health inspector. And then all of a sudden all these violations will be present in their business that weren't there
surprise,
before.
Surprise.
And so, you know, there's all kinds of intimidating tactics that can be used in politics without actually having to bring out the physical club or, you know, gunshot or knife or whatever it is that these people are being murdered with down in Brazil. So it is absolutely an intimidating process.
Right. I mean, you know, obviously it's not as bad as getting stabbed in the back with a sharp knife, but having your business threatened by, you know, some inspector or another threatens your livelihood and threatens your family. Right. Many people would sacrifice their lives for their family's well-being. So, I mean, it's
Brad Jardis says he gets death threats.
I wouldn't be able to I wouldn't be able to speak to it, but it's frightening.
I take his word for it.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I thank goodness I've never had to deal with a death threat here on Free Talk Live or giving my opinion, but
right.
You know, maybe it's just because it's an opinion and I'm not proposing to run
for any
office.
You're not
going
to try to take control of the auspices of government. So 1-855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And speaking of running for political office, there's yet another political convention going on pretty much right now. As we speak, the Democratic National Convention is happening. And I presume that there's probably not going to be a candidates debate or anything like that, even though there are, I guess, a couple of active candidates who are not Barack Obama. But there's something interesting going on about the security around the convention. It is apparently upsetting free speech advocates. We'll tell you about what they've got going on. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is next. You take control.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell. You're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the Wii thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling Wii or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
Hi folks, this is Pastor Butch Paul. Please allow me to share some very exciting and important health news with you. I've been struggling with type 2 diabetes for about 15 years now, and was recently told by my doctor that I was going to have to go on insulin soon. I didn't want to, and Dr. Joe Wallach told me not to. He started me on a program using his Youngevity products that within days started reversing my problem. There's a good chance that Dr. Wallach and his Youngevity products may have saved my life. No matter what your health problems are, folks, Dr. Wally can and will help you. Check out the products on www.PastorButchTeam.com. That's PastorButchTeam.com. Or call 855-828-8326. Please believe me, you'll be glad you did. That's 855-828-TEAM, 855-828-8326, or PastorButchTeam.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did.